translation by translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. By the influence of Yogmaya, all the doorkeepers fell fast asleep, their senses unable to work. And the other inhabitants of the house also fell asleep. When the sun rises, the darkness automatically disappears. Similarly, when Vasudeva appeared, the closed doors, which were strongly pinned with iron and locked with iron chains, opened automatically. Since the clouds in the sky were mildly thundering and showering, Anantanaga, an expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, followed Vasudeva, beginning from the door with hoods expanded to protect Vasudeva and the transcendental child. Purport. Sheshanag is an expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose business is to serve the Lord with all necessary paraphernalia. When Vasudeva was carrying the child, Sheshanag came to serve the Lord and protect him from the mild showers of the rain. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmulitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashyata Desha Tarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. So, as you can probably make out, this is the first time I'm giving a Bhagavatam class. Thank you very much, Nandan Prabhu and Siddhartha Prabhu, for giving me the opportunity. It is a bit daunting. I'm sitting here in front of all of you, who are, I'm sure, all of you are far more advanced than me. I'm just a neophyte. So please pray that I can say something that makes sense today. I'd also like to thank my Shiksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, His Grace Radhakanta Prabhu, who all of you know. He is the one who actually brought me to Krishna consciousness, and he is the one who has guided me for all these years. So my sincere gratification to him. So here, Sri Shukadeva Goswami is continuing the wonderful section of the Srimad Bhagavatam covering the birth, the appearance of Sri Krishna. Very, very beautiful pastimes here. Krishna appears as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki in the prison house of Kamsa. So, it's said in the text here that the doors, as soon as Vasudev made the move to take Krishna out of the prison house, the guards fell asleep. All the other members of the household fell asleep. The doors automatically, the chains opened, the doors opened. All that is happening because Vasudev is carrying Krishna. So when Krishna is with you, all impossible things start happening, right? So the take from this particular small section of the verse is that if we carry Krishna in our heart, Krishna, of course, is in everybody's heart as the plenary portion of Paramatma. But if we carry Krishna, meaning that we are conscious of Krishna all the time, then whatever seems impossible also will be possible. So the doorkeepers fell asleep. It is said in the text, in the translation, that fell asleep and their senses were unable to work. So this is not normal sleep. Normally when one is asleep, a loud sound of chains breaking, doors opening would wake one up. But here, it's a bit more than normal sleep. The senses also have been cut off. So in yesterday's class, His Holiness Bhakti Brihad Bhagwat Maharaj explained, in his amazing class, he actually explained that this actually is yoga nidra. It's not ordinary sleep, it's yoga nidra. And he translated that as deep spiritual slumber. Very special sleep. So when sometimes we are discussing this pastime, the non-believers or the atheists sort of always say when something like this is spoken about, that all this is a fairy tale. You know, this is all, how can this happen? How can this, the guards fall asleep? How can the doors automatically open? This is not possible. So this is why they take this all as fables, fairy tales. But the point here is that even today, for example, in the old days, there were many, many mystics. But even today, in India, you probably will meet quite a few yogis who have perfected some siddhi or the other. Just recently, just last week, His Holiness Bhaktisarvas Maharaj was saying in a class that in the recent Kumbh Mela in Ujjain, he actually witnessed a Baba who actually stopped breathing for 4 hours. Now, you think about it, it's impossible. Somebody not breathing for 4 hours would be long dead. But then these are the siddhis. These are the mystic powers that these babajis develop by austerities. Srila Prabhupada, Hari Sauri Prabhu, one of his servants, mentioned once in his class that Srila Prabhupada once was talking about his teacher in childhood. So Prabhupada's teacher, his guru, was a mystic yogi. So this teacher was explaining that one time all the children were sitting in front of the guru, and guru suddenly said, "What would you all like to eat today?" So it happened to be the season for pomegranate. And apparently, I don't know, I've never tasted the Afghani pomegranates, but it is said that they are the best in the world. The Afghani, the Kabul pomegranates are supposed to be the best in the world. So the children, just to make fun, just said, "Oh, we'd like today to enjoy a pomegranate from Kabul." So the spiritual master, the guru, said, "Okay, go in the next room." And they went to the next room, and there was a whole bunch of freshly picked Kabuli pomegranates. Of course, you can tell the difference. They can tell the difference. So these are the kind of siddhis that people have. This is called prapti siddhi. So we know about the ashtasiddhis. Ashtasiddhi, anima, mahima, lagima, prapti, prakamya, ishita, vashita, kama vashayata. These are the 8 siddhis. Anima being the smallest than the smallest, smaller than the smallest. Mahima being the greatest, greater than greatest. Lagima being lighter than the lightest. So this lighter than the lightest, you can imagine Krishna's yogic powers. Of course, he's the master of all the yogis. So when he lifted the Govardhan Hill on the little finger of his left hand, he actually was able to make that mountain, the huge Govardhan mountain, light as a feather. So these are the siddhis. Prapti. So this is the prapti. One can just desire and something will happen. Just he will obtain something just by his desire, just like this Prabhupada's teacher's Guru Maharaj did. Prapti, what's the next one? Prakamya. Prakamya means you enjoy. You enjoy anything from this world or the next. Any object you can enjoy. Ishita, control the subpotencies of Maya. Vashita means you control others. So hypnotism, you can say this is part of Vashita. So again, you can see people have these powers to hypnotize. So the point here is that if these mortals, the mere mortals, can have these powers, then why can't Krishna? Krishna is the supreme. Krishna is supreme. What does the last Sanjay, in the last verse of Bhagavad Gita, 1878, doesn't he say, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partha Dhanudara, Tatra Shri Vijayo Bhuti, Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama. The translation is, wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, and wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, there will certainly be opulence, victory, extraordinary power, and morality. So for Krishna, everything is possible. Srila Prabhupada once in India, in the early days, he was asked, Swamiji, can you show me some miracle? So in those days, all these other Babajis, every Babaji used to also always exhibit some miracle. You know, somebody would take some vibhuti out. There was one particular Baba we read about, he used to take gold chains out and Rolexes out. Just make them appear, right? So the people in Jannu were used to seeing these extraordinary miracles from these Babajis. So Prabhupada was asked, Swamiji, can you show us a miracle? So Prabhupada points to the American and European disciples standing behind him on the stage, and he says, this is my miracle. But really, when you think about it, Prabhupada's miracle is limitless. Srila Prabhupada, at the age of 69, he leaves India. At the age of 69, I don't think I'll be able to walk. He leaves India, and then in his 70s, he starts working on setting up this mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in the short 11 or 12 years, he managed to set up 108 temples around the world. That is more than a miracle. Just amazing feat. My office, long time ago, maybe 10 years ago, used to be in Hangar Lane on the fifth floor. And I used to overlook Ealing Road from a distance, but I could see the construction, you know, the current Sanatan Mandir on Ealing Road, the Hindu Mandir, the new one. So that was being constructed. And it took them 12 years to make that one temple. Now don't forget, this temple was being built by people who had no shortage of Lakshmi. They were very powerful people, very influential people behind this. And they knew the ropes in this country. They knew the systems, how to make things happen, the planning permissions, etc., etc., etc. Despite that, it took them 12 years to build one temple. And Srila Prabhupada, he traveled to all these different countries, completely foreign to him. He did not even speak the languages. He did not know the systems, how to do things there. But 108 temples manifested. Isn't that a huge miracle? So, this verse explains the mistake happening in the prison house and all this by the word yogamaya. So it's very important. So we got to understand, of course, first of all, we all must have explicit faith in our hearts that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. And then once we know that, we're convinced of that, then we know that Krishna can do anything. Nothing is impossible. There's a story about Narada Muni and the cobbler. Krishna, why can't Krishna pass elephants through the eye of a needle? Krishna can do anything. So Krishna uses, as this text mentions, Yogamaya. So Yogamaya is Krishna's spiritual potency. Yogamaya is Krishna's spiritual potency, and that same spiritual potency expands into Mahamaya to take care of the material affairs for Krishna. Same energy, Krishna's energy. Prabhupada gives the analogy of electricity. So there's power coming. Electricity is just one energy. But engineers can manipulate that energy to create heat. And at the same time, the same energy can be manipulated to create coolness. So if you pass electric current through some resistance, it will create heat. And you use the same electric energy to power a compressor within a refrigerator or an air conditioner, and it'll give you cool air. So same way, same energy, two different aspects. So Yogamaya, Mahamaya, two different aspects of Krishna's same energy. Another nice way that I've heard this explained is that the concept of dovetailing everything in relationship with Krishna is Yogamaya. And conversely, the concept of detaching a thing away from Krishna is Mahamaya. As soon as you forget Krishna, you are in Mahamaya. Prabhupada often in his lectures mentions, Krishna bhuliya jeev bhog vancha kare, pashate maya tare, chapati adare. As soon as you look away from Krishna, maya will grab you. Chapati adare. Tightly, maya will grab you. So very important, of course, to keep Krishna in our hearts and our minds all the time. So we can look at Prabhupada has given us a very, very short purport for this particular text. So we can just look at different parts of this shloka. Yogamaya. Let's try and expand on Yogamaya and how Yogamaya works in different aspects. So the basic function of Yogamaya is to cover the intelligence of the non-devotees. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text 25. Naham prakasha sarvasya yogamaya samavrita mudo yam na bijanati loko yam ajam avyayam. So Krishna says, I am never manifest to the foolish or the unintelligent. For them, I am covered by my internal potency. Therefore, they do not know that I'm unborn and infallible. So this is one aspect. Maya covers those who don't want to turn their face towards Krishna. So when you say this, that Krishna is not manifest to everyone, so the argument could be that, okay, fair enough, right now, because Krishna is not around, so it's an effort for people to try and understand Krishna and know about him. But when Krishna was around 5,000 years ago, everybody saw him. So how can you say that he was not manifest? But the point here is he actually was not. Although all these people 5,000 years ago, they saw Krishna. But hardly a handful of them, the Pandavas and a few others, could recognize Krishna as he is. The others didn't recognize Krishna as Krishna. People, as we know, people thought he was just another person, maybe just a powerful person, but he was just another person. So hardly a few of them knew that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the prayers of Queen Kunti in the first canto, eighth chapter, Queen Kunti says, being beyond the range of limited sense perception, you are the eternally invisible, you are eternally irreproachable factor, covered by the curtain of deluding energy. You are invisible to the foolish observer, exactly as an actor dressed as a player is not recognized. In this verse, Queen Kunti addresses Krishna as Adokshaja. Adokshaja, meaning something that's beyond our mundane sense perception. That's one of Krishna's names. So we cannot try and understand Krishna by our mundane senses. Our senses are dull. Prabhupada says our minds are teeny. He uses the word teeny. You can't try to understand Krishna with our teeny minds. So, looking at it another way, this particular situation where Krishna makes people forget or not recognize him, we can say that this is, again, one of Krishna's mercies, because Krishna has given every living entity the minute intelligence, right? Oh, sorry, independence, the minute independence that we all have. So when we want to use that independence to turn away from Krishna, Krishna says, so be it. So this is, then Krishna uses the yogmaya to cover them, or cover himself away from them. Either we can look at either way, either way. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam satayva bhajamaham. When, you know, Krishna is there. Whatever you want, Krishna will do it, as per your endeavors and desires. Another role of yogmaya, which is a sweeter part of yogmaya's role, is to facilitate Krishna's pastimes. Very important role. So, for example, the Rajavasis, they were eternally Krishna's companions. They were not ordinary living beings. So they joined Krishna and they wanted to enjoy the close relationship with Krishna. So yogmaya, once again, makes them forget that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because if you know Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is very difficult to have the different rasas, the Madhurya rasa, definitely, Vatsalya, Sakya. These rasas are not possible. Therefore, in Vaikuntha, for example, our acharyas explain that these rasas are not present in Vaikuntha. Because in Vaikuntha, Lord Vishnu is worshipped in awe and reverence. So there's possibly only Dasya Rasa, which is present there. So in Vraja, the Vrajavasis are enjoying all these wonderful rasas with Krishna purely because Krishna has come. No, it's not that they don't know. Yeah, they are Krishna's eternal companions. So it's not that they do not know that Krishna is God. But Krishna just, with yogmaya, makes them forget, or makes them don't care. His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj says that they know, they say, Krishna, I know you are God, but so what? As far as I'm concerned, you are my friend. As far as I'm concerned, you are my lover. As far as I'm concerned, you are my son. So that is predominant, although they do know that he is Krishna. Bhakti Charu Maharaj also in the class last week here was talking about if you knew Krishna. So like some of the pastimes with the gopas, when they used to play some games, they would play a game and then the loser would carry the winner on his back. So imagine, so sometimes this is pastime, so Krishna would never lose any game. Of course, Krishna is capable of winning everything, but he would lose because, of course, he's playing a perfect role of a friend. So then the other gopa would jump on his back, right? And to get on his back, he's putting his feet on his body. So Maharaj says that who would dare go onto the altar and put your foot on Krishna's body? We can't, because of course we know it's Krishna. But they used to play with Krishna just like this, just as one of their friends. So yogamaya, because of yogamaya. The boys, they would have lunch when they are tending the cows with Krishna. And someone would say, look, wow, he would taste the rasgulla that his mother has made. And he said, look, Krishna, my mom's made such delicious rasgulla. Please try. And Krishna would take it. Somebody would say, oh, wow, such tasty jalebi. Please try this jalebi. Or dokra, whatever. Or onduo, whatever. So he was taking all the jutta. And this is one of the reasons why Lord Brahma got bewildered. So again, this is the action of Yogmaya. Lord Brahma, of all people, should know who Krishna is, no matter how he appears. But when Krishna was behaving like that, taking contaminated food from his friends and everything, he got doubts because of Yogmaya. He started to think, maybe this is not Krishna. And to test him out, he, of course, kidnapped all the cowherd boys and the cows just to check Krishna out. So Maharaj explained that this particular pastime has another very, very big significance. Because like the atheists, they don't believe Krishna's actions. Similarly, they also always say, don't they? They say even some who half believe in Krishna, they would say, yeah, Krishna, all that's fine. But you know, I think when Krishna was dancing with other people's wives and all that, that's not good, people say, right? We were 2 or 3 weeks ago, we were in Harrow distributing books, and I met, it seemed like, I wasn't sure, but he seemed like a Muslim, so he wasn't interested, but he just asked me, which God do you worship? So I said, Krishna. And he straight away said to me, he said, your God is immoral. And he started arguing, so I then realized, of course, it's something that I don't want to discuss with him. He's not in that mood, so I walked away. But immoral, because of these activities of Krishna, right? So Maharaj explained that particular Brahma Vimohan Leela, so during that 1 year, Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shri Shri Gaunitai ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai. During that 1 year of time, for Brahma there was just a few moments, but in the material world it was 1 year. And Krishna had expanded himself into all the cowherd boys, right? So what he did then was during that year, he cleverly convinced all the elders that this is the ideal time for all the eligible girls to get married. So all those gopis were actually, the marriages were arranged, and they all got married in that 1 year. So who did all the gopis get married to? Krishna. And then when Krishna was dancing in the middle of the night with all the gopis, who was he dancing with? His wives. Yeah. So, but these are things that people, of course, they don't want to understand. And unless you understand Yogamaya and these pastimes, you can't understand these infinite, these finite details. The other point, Yogamaya. So, Arjun was a Nitya Siddha. Arjun was an exalted personality. He came down from the spiritual world. It's not that Arjun did not know, he did not understand the philosophy, right? When Krishna was speaking the Bhagavad Gita, Arjun raised all these doubts. Do you think Arjun didn't know? Of course he did. But once again, Yogamaya comes into action. Yogamaya makes him doubtful, and he then asks all the questions. And therefore, we have the wonderful Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise, you imagine, at the end of the second chapter, Krishna has actually finished. Krishna has spoken the Bhagavad Gita. There's no more to say. And Arjun, in his original state, without the action of Yogamaya, would have understood absolutely everything. And Arjun would have, at that point, said, Karishe vachanam tava, I'll do as you want. Whatever what he says in the 18th chapter, he would have said at the end of second chapter. So then, we would have had the Bhagavad Gita, first chapter, 46 texts, verses, and second chapter 72. So totally 108 verses instead of 700 verses. That would be the Bhagavad Gita if it wasn't for Yogamaya. Yogamaya covers the intelligence of the most intelligent in the world. So when you sometimes hear that the scientists researching quantum cosmology, right? Sometimes you hear, right? And I only recently something happened. I was thinking, wow. So their theories come really close to spiritual reality. And you think now they will start to begin to understand about God. But of course, the scientists don't want to know God, right? So although their theories sometimes come very, very close to the real spiritual situation, they still never come to the conclusion that there is God. Why? Once again, Yogamaya. Otherwise, they're brilliant minds, amazing minds, but covered. One other important aspect of Yogamaya is that when a soul takes on a new body, Yogamaya makes you forget about your past life. Isn't that such an important role? Because imagine if we all were born and we all remembered who our past families were, friends were, parents, whatever. Not just the past, we would probably remember even a few births before. There would be chaos, wouldn't it? I'd be there running, looking for my wife in the previous life because I'd forgotten to say sorry to her for many things I did, whatever, right? So, you know, it will be chaos. So this, again, Yogamaya makes this facility so the soul forgets about past life. And in a way, I guess this is a slightly filtered forgetfulness. Filtered in the sense that you don't forget everything. Yes, in reality, you forget everything. But what the soul carries with it is the conceptions. So those conceptions come through, don't they? Our conceptions, various conceptions, it's said in the Bhagavad Gita 15th chapter, text 8, if I can find it here, yeah. The living entity carries his various conceptions of life from one body to another as air carries aroma. And this we call someone's nature, isn't it? We say someone's nature. His nature is like this, his nature is like this, her nature is like this. So this is that's our conceptions. Because, and the proof of this is this. Imagine that twins are born to a couple, identical twins. They're both boys or both girls, because you might argue if they're different genders, they're different natures, but they're both boys, for example, okay? And the parents have brought them up exactly the same way, equally. They parents will never discriminate when they bring up their children like this. So they've both been given the same love, the same care, the same attention, the same education, whatever. But very soon, very early on in their lives, you will find that both these twins would develop different natures, sometimes quite different. So this is to show that that is what they've carried from their previous lives. So continue to speak about Yogamaya. On the flip side, Yogamaya allows the devotees to know Krishna. So this is the positive side. So for devotees, for non-devotees, Krishna covers himself. For devotees, Yogamaya lifts this curtain and allows us to see Krishna. Excuse me. So, Yogamaya, the original personality of Yogamaya, of course, is Srimati Radharani, internal potency of Krishna. So for devotees, Radharani is very, very important. It's very difficult to approach Krishna directly, as we hear so many times. But if we can please Radharani, and she recommends us to Krishna, how can Krishna refuse? So Radharani, so Yogamaya, talking about that, that's another aspect of Yogamaya. So the other thing mentioned here is Sheshanag. So when Vasudev leaves the prison with baby Krishna, Sheshanag appears with his hoods and protects Krishna and Vasudev from the rains. Very sweet. So who is Sheshnag? Balaram. So Sheshnag is Balaram. So you can imagine, big brother has come over. As soon as the young baby brother is born, big brother has come to protect him. This is Sheshnag. So within an hour or two of being born, Krishna is separated from his parents. So this separation, Vipralamba, is a common theme throughout Krishna's pastimes, isn't it? Separation. Krishna's separation from his parents at birth. Krishna's daily separation from the gopis. Whenever Krishna and the boys used to go to the forest to herd the cows, the gopis in the village used to really miss him. Krishna's feeling of separation when Radharani was not around, or vice versa. Vipralamba. Extreme feeling of separation. Other gopis feeling of separation when suddenly Krishna disappeared in the middle of the rasa dance. Separation of the Vrajavasis when ultimately Akrura comes and takes Krishna away. So separation is a very common theme in Krishna's pastimes. So talking about separation, there's one beautiful verse that I really love in Srimad Bhagavatam. And Radhakanta Prabhu taught us this verse very, very early on in our classes. And this is coming up, actually. It's in the 21st chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. And if you don't mind, I would like to just recite this verse. This verse, I'll read out the translation first. Wearing a peacock feather ornament on his head, blue kanikar flowers on his ears, a yellow garment as brilliant as gold, and the Vaijanti mala, Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers as he entered the forest of Vrindavan, beautifying it with the marks of his footprints. He filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips, and the cowherd boys sang his glories. So this is what the gopis, this is actually Venu Geet, the song of the flute section of the Bhagavatam. And the gopis are describing, making this out, how gopis are remembering Krishna. So this verse goes, Barahapidam, Barahap, repeat after me, Barahapidam, Barahapidam, Natavaravapuha, Natavaravapuha, Karnayo Karnikaram, Karnayo Karnikaram, Bibratvasaha, Bibratvasaha, Kanaka Kapisham, Kapisham, Vaijayantim Chamalam, Vaijayantim Chamalam, Randran Veno, Randran Veno, Adarasudaya, Adarasudaya, Gop, Randan Vero Adar Sudaya Purayana Gopa Vrindair Purayana Gopa Vrindair Vrindaraniyam Vrindaraniyam Swapadaramanam Swapadaramanam Pravishad Gita Kirti Gavishad Gita Kirti. Baraha Piram, peacock feather on his head. Natavara Vapuha, the best of dancers. Natavara Vapuha. Karnikaram, Karnayo Karnikaram. So there's a blue, apparently there's a blue flower called Karnika flower. So he's got that blue flower over his ears. Bribat Vasaha, what is he wearing? Kanaka Kapisham, he's wearing a yellow, gold, shiny garment. Pitambar. Vaijanti Mala, he's wearing Vaijanti Mala. Randran Veno, Randran means holes, Veno is flute. So, holes of the flute, what's happening to the holes of the flute? adhara, lips, adhara sudaya, nectar. So Krishna is filling the holes of this flute with the nectar from his lips. Adhara sudaya. Puraniya gopa vande, vrindaraniyam swapada ramanam, pravishad gita kriti. So the sand of Vrindavan is getting beautified by the footprints of Lord Krishna. So I'll end here. Thank you very much. Thank you for being patient with me. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.